All right, let's talk about this housing market. We got some stats today, more stats that things are cooling off a bit. And if you're looking for a home, that might be good news, but the rates are high. Anyways, we'll break it all down with Jeff Ostrowski from Bankrate. Jeff, thanks for hopping on the program again.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. Do I get a guess for number three on the GDP?
No, because I want a listener to get it, Jeff. Okay. You can tell my producer afterwards, and we'll let you know if you got it right or not. But I don't want to give you our...
I'll try not to drop any hints.
All right, yeah, please don't. Hey, it's kind of a strange. I mean, obviously, this housing market has been hot since the pandemic, and it continues to prices continue to go up. What are we seeing in the last couple of weeks? I know rates have kind of stabilized a little bit, but there's a lot of confusion about what comes next.
Yeah, there is a lot of confusion, and you just mentioned wild guesses in the dark, and that's kind of how I feel right now. I mean, at the beginning of the pandemic, everyone's wild guess was that the housing market was going to slow down and it was going to be something similar to what we saw in 2009 and 2010. And of course, the opposite happened. We've had record appreciation over the past 2 years. But yeah, you're right. Things have shifted a bit. I wouldn't over-dramatize it. I mean, it's not like the housing market has suddenly shut down in the past month or so. But we're definitely starting to see some signs of a return to normalcy. It's not quite the same super intense seller's market that it had been for the past couple of years, but it's still very much a seller's market.
Yeah, and that's good news for buyers, right? It could be good news for buyers that hopefully people still put their houses up. Because my worry is like, obviously there's just not a lot of supply and there hasn't been. But with interest rates going up, and if people start to notice that their home value may be falling or their potential sale may be falling, that the supply doesn't ease up because people look and say, well, I don't want to sell now. I kind of missed my chance at getting the ton for my house.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to handicap that just because there are so many complicated factors that go into whether people decide to sell their homes. A realtor gave me a good line a while back saying, housing is an unusual industry in that you can't just crank up the factory when there's a shortage of supply. It's really an industry that depends on millions of Americans waking up one day and saying, hey, I'm going to put my house on the market today or I'm not. And so part of the reason we've seen such a supply shortage over the past couple of years is just that prices have gone up so dramatically. And so I can put my house on the market, but then where do I go? And prices are going to go up another 15 or 20% next year, do I really want to miss out on that 15 or 20% appreciation? I'll just hang on to my house.
What's people saying that could be advice for people that are feeling this squeeze? Are people willing to move somewhere else to where a market might be cooler? What are people telling you about how they can try and find an affordable place that they want to buy?
Right. Bankrate polled Americans back at the beginning of the spring buying season and asked that question. And we found that a significant number of people are willing to make some kind of concessions for these affordability challenges that they're facing. And definitely the Americans who say they're willing to make concessions or sacrifices skew younger. So older homeowners or older Americans, baby boomers and older Gen Xers, have been sitting on their houses for a while. They've built up quite a bit of equity, so they have a little more money to play with, whereas first-time buyers are pretty challenged right now to come up with a down payment and to qualify for a mortgage. So people are willing to do things like moving to a less desirable area, whether that's farther out into the suburbs, farther away from maybe the market with the best school district, and this doesn't necessarily apply to Chicago so much as to other areas of the country with very high prices. People are migrating from some of the super hot markets like California and New York and looking to places like Florida, Texas, the Midwest, places that are comparatively cheaper.
When I look at Zillow around here, which I do whether I own a house or I'm looking for a house or not, it's fun to look at other people's homes and see what the prices are. I say, oh boy, the prices have gone up. Correct me if I'm wrong, but while prices have gone up in the Chicagoland area, it's nothing compared to some of the other places.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Silicon Valley and San Francisco are sort of the poster children for this huge run-up in home prices in certain markets. The median home price in Northern California is $1.5 million. So that's not like median mansion price. That's just typical home is $1.5 million. And elsewhere in California, they're looking at median prices of $800,000 to $900,000. And so Chicago is still well below that. And so, I mean, that's good and bad. In some ways, the Illinois economy has not been growing as quickly as other parts of the country. On the other hand, these huge run-ups just create a lot of challenges. It makes it really hard for people to afford houses, and people are constantly looking for alternatives when they're in those super hot markets.
Bankrate.com analyst Jeff Ostrowski, you got your pulse on it, and you'll check in again, okay?
Yep, I will.
We'll have to wait and see where it goes.